Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm Julie Glenn. We're looking ahead to the 2019 hurricane season on today's show, and we've been getting some general preparation tips from Jeff Huffman at the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. Now we're going to broaden our discussion to see what people should be doing with their yards and the plants and trees that they contain. I'm joined in studio by Ian Orlikoff. He is an arborist and owner of Signature Tree Care in Naples. Ian, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you in again. And as always, we'd like to add your voice to our discussion, so give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. Okay, can we start by going back again to Hurricane Irma? What was that time like for you? Completely hectic?
Well, it's absolute chaos. It's being a tree service, you know, you're trying to do everything you possibly can to get to the worst-case scenario trees, and you just can't handle all the workload, and the only person you're making happy is the client that you're working at that moment.
Yeah. How long did it take for you to get back to what felt like normal after that storm?
I would say just about 6 months ago.
Like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, we were doing a lot of residual hurricane work, sort of clean up and sort of tightening in some ends. So we've finally gotten back to a more normal schedule now.
Mm-hmm. So do homeowners insurance policies pay for things like tree removal after a storm? Do you know anything about that?
Well, it depends on your insurance policy and what your coverage is like. But typically, they don't do anything unless your structure has damage to it.
Oh, okay.
So, and then different policies will pay for the entire removal or just that particular part of the tree that caused the damage. And some may approve hauling away and some don't. So you really have to look into the details of that before it happens.
Then you have to look into like FEMA and grants and stuff if your insurance isn't going to be working on it. I'm wondering, did you have to do any patchwork for fly-by-night companies that came through, said they would fix things and then didn't?
Right. It's very important to research the companies that you're hiring, because a lot of people become tree experts overnight, and they're actually causing more damage in a lot of cases than doing good. I've seen cases where they're removing a tree and caused more structural damage in the process of removing the tree, or more yard damage, sidewalk, pavement damage, things like that. So it's very important to do the research and make sure they're properly insured.
So now your website says that you're the only tree service in Naples with TCIA national accreditation. What does that mean?
Correct. That's a tree care industry association, and it's a very in-depth process to become accredited, where they look into your shop processes and office processes and also field work safety. And so there's a lot of paperwork that goes along in all of those aspects. They make sure that you're crossing your T's and dotting your I's and operating properly.
How long have you been in the tree care world?
Since probably 97.
How much have things changed throughout that time?
It's improving very quickly because of the technology, the information that's being gathered on trees. Mm-hmm. And so the techniques, the equipment that's out there, it's just a very fast-paced industry now. Before, it was very basic, and so there's a lot of great information out there. And so the industry is really, really improving in many different ways, especially in the last probably, say, 10 years.
So let's pivot to storm prep. What are the main things people need to be looking at in their yards in terms of getting ready for hurricane season?
Well, I think there's a common misconception with there's a fear of trees that people have, especially experiencing what happened in Hurricane Irma. And their first initial intention is to remove trees. And so it's a misguided conception where taking the tree away is going to reduce the risk, okay? Trees represent a certain amount of risk. However, if all the trees are taken out, or a good majority of trees are taken out, now your structures are open to straight line winds. So then we're talking about roofs peeling off, all your roof materials, your tiles, everything peeling back. That's what you see more of, like in a desert sort of landscape where roofs start coming apart. Mm-hmm. Trees actually protect structures, even though you might have the errant tree that will cause damage. There's a huge amount of protection that trees offer. Back in the old days, the old-timers, they would basically build their houses in between trees coming from the Outer Banks. That's what they would do, because they knew those native trees that had developed in that area would protect their houses and not just allow them to blow away.
Do palm trees serve that in any way, because they're kind of skinny?
They do. Any amount of canopy foliage is going to basically create friction on the wind and reduce the amount of winds. So when you look at the top of the trees as that eye was moving over, they were experiencing that 140-knot wind gust. But down on the ground, we were probably getting a 60-mile-an-hour wind. So trees do create an immense amount of friction on the wind.
So do people need to prune back or look for dead branches to take off at this point or remove, I guess, coconuts, I would imagine, because don't those kind of turn into little cannonballs? But what about I remember talking one time with you about removing too many palm fronds.
Right. What happens, there's another myth about hurricane cutting the palms, and it does reduce the amount of wind surface area on the palms. But what happens is the young fronds that are coming out of the center are coming from the bud of the palm. And basically the bud is the most fragile part of the palm tree, and those fronds are experiencing the most amount of leverage. And so those young fronds ended up bruising the palm bud, and then oftentimes the tree dies after the hurricane because the bud is so bruised in some cases.
The bud being the part where the trunk meets the fronds?
Correct. There's sort of a pineapple round ball on top of the trunk.
And so that's kind of waving around up there in any kind of heavy storms or even just probably even sometimes a regular storm maybe, just moving around so much, and that can bruise the heart.
Correct.
I'm calling it the heart. I don't know.
It is.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know if that's right or not. Is there a preferred tree for a windbreak, one that works really well, like a native tree that people can maybe depend on or turn to if
sure.
they have a yard that in need?
There's many trees. The most important aspect is to do proper maintenance of the trees. So it's the right tree in the right place, mm-hmm. and it's the right quality of tree that you purchase from the nursery, having a good root system that's been developed properly, and then planting it properly, planting in compacted soils that we find a lot of times from the house being constructed. The roots don't have the ability to grow out and anchor themselves very well. And so those trees become predisposed to failure during wind events.
I remember after Irma, we were talking about the trees that fell over. They looked like they were sitting on a doily or a coaster and just fell over the entire root mm-hmm. complex. But it seemed like the roots hadn't gone more than just a couple inches down into the ground. And that tended to be, like you pointed out back then, in between roadways, in those, like you have a two lane this way, two lane that way, and then you have that grassy area in between. It seemed like all those trees just went over like a stack mm-hmm. of dominoes.
Right. Well, those trees were trees that were out in the open. They experienced more straight line winds. Mm-hmm. We were talking about not being as protected with other trees surrounding them. So being in the open area, they're more susceptible. And then also the soils were compacted due to the construction of the roadway. And then topsoil was brought in and probably placed in the top 6 inches or 10 inches, if you will. And then the roots didn't have the ability to grow down into that compacted soil. So it was a very shallow root plate. Mm-hmm. And so that's very important as well. Irrigating, when trees become reliant on irrigation, they have no need to grow deeper roots.
When is the time of year to plant trees?
Well, you can plant year-round. Trees still will need supplemental irrigation even during the summer rains just mm-hmm. because of the amount of heat and evaporation that takes place with tree planting. Mm-hmm. So supplemental irrigation, as long as you have that, you can plant year-round.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible to determine if a tree has been weakened by a previous storm or some other factor?
Well, you can. It's definitely important to check your root systems and walk around the base of your tree. And you can feel any soft areas or voids that the roots may have, what they call root heaving. And if you find any heaving that's taken place, that may be a tree that's predisposed to failure. Now, it doesn't always necessarily mean you have to remove the tree, because trees have the ability to compensate and create new root growth to sort of reestablish themselves, if you will.
So if you find that you have some little like low spots, you mean, or little soft spots, it seems like the roots have –
Correct.
Deteriorated or just kind of rotted away. Is that what's happening there?
Correct. You can see some of that, or you may see some of the roots that have sort of lifted up above grade and sort of in a bending fashion on the opposite side of the lean.
But not cypress knees. Those are different.
Correct.
I'm just kidding. So you have these roots and you have a problem. How can you fix that?
Well, it's a little bit late to really fix that. You can add some soil. If the roots are viable and healthy, they'll regrow some new roots to start to anchor themselves. But a tree that's predisposed like that, it's more important to do some maintenance, pruning and thinning and reduction.
Uh-huh. Do you think that having Irma kind of fairly fresh in our minds might make people take these types of preparations a little bit more seriously? Or are you worried that it makes them feel fearful of a tree putting a hole in their roof as opposed to the entire roof flying off?
Well, we're getting some calls to remove trees. We're trying to recommend that they retain the trees and do some proper mitigation, whether it's thinning or a reduction of the tree.
Take out dead branches that you can see.
We look for it's important to look for weak attachments, deformities, and defects. And improving structural pruning is probably one of the most important things you can do to create a more sound structure in the tree so they don't just easily break apart in storms.
That sounds like something I would not have any idea how to do. So that would be the reason to call in the guy who knows about trees?
Right. And there's a wealth of information at the University of Florida. If you look up Ed Gilman on University of Florida and structural pruning, and that'll just lead you to an immense amount of information to help you maintain your trees properly. And it's very good to become more informed so you can make an educated decision. So when the time comes that you do need to take care of your trees, then you can basically, you know, do your interviewing and based on the information that you have. It sort of empowers the homeowner.
Yeah, it's kind of good to know a little bit before you go and try to hire someone. And I'm looking at the handout you just gave me. It's a nice booklet, but it's also available electronically at the University of Florida IFAS, their Agricultural Extension Office. And we will put that website on gulfcoastlive.org for people who want to get more information about ways to assess their tree situation and what they need to do going forward. What is one main thing that you would want someone to take away from this conversation in terms of how they view the trees in their yard?
Well, I think it's really – it's about retaining our urban canopy because that's what really protects the community. It's important to look at the decisions that you make about your trees in your yard as sort of a whole system. The one tree that remains after everything's been removed around it is going to increase the chances of it to fail, as well as more structures around the area are going to have an increased chance of damage due to those straight line winds that are the worst.
Like one lone tree is not going to stand quite as much of a chance and could present more of an issue. But having more trees around makes it safer.
Correct.
And you did compare to me for me one time the difference between one tree falling on a roof versus straight line winds taking the entire roof off. That would be more significant.
Correct. And there's been cases that I've actually seen where the tree that slowly leaned over onto the roof is what held it down, and neighboring roofs were actually peeled back. Seen that before.
So it kind of helped keep the lid on, I guess, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, that is all the time that we have for today's show, but I want to thank my guest, Ian Orlikoff, the owner of Signature Tree Care in Naples. Ian, thanks so much for coming in and talking with me again.
Thanks for having me.
And I also want to thank my earlier guest, Jeff Huffman, director of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network. If you missed part of today's show, you can always hear episodes in their entirety on our website, gulfcoastlive.org, or you can subscribe to our podcast feed wherever you get your podcasts. Our show today was produced by Mike Canary and myself. Our director is Richard Chin Kui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Julie Glenn. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers, 90.1, WMKO Marco Island, 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida.